Gemara Zevachayim. Daf Chaf Aleph. Begin today's daf on Chaf Aleph Amud Rishon. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 lines down. We have a question. Which means, but the Kohen that wants a Mekadesh Adav Regla Bekiyor, meaning not from the waters of the Kiyor, he wants to dip his hand and foot in the Kiyor itself. Tevila in the Kiyor. Now, Memenu Amara Pana Velo Betocho. Odilma Afilo Betocho. The Pasuk says, Verachatsu Aharon. Memenu. Maybe it only can be the water that comes from it, not in it. Or maybe, Hu Adin Betocho. Amara Vinachman Baritzak Nashema. O Shetaval Bememeara. We learned above if the Kohen dipped in Memeara. And he served Avodato Pesula. So the Gemara says, Ha Mekiyor Duma Dumya Deme Me'ara, which means he's using, if he uses the Kiyor in the same way he'd be using Me'ara, which means he dipped in the Kiyor itself, Ve'avad Avodato Kishra, only because he went into Me'ara, it's going to be Pesula. But if he used the Kiyor like Me'ara, where he dipped into it, it would be Kishra. Which means only Me'ara's problem. Mashenken Me'kiyor Dumya de Me'ara, sounds like it'll be okay. That's the Gemara's diyuk. Why did the Gemara give an example of Me'ara, the cave water? Just give a simple case. Tabat be'kiyor. Ela, because tabat be'kiyor is, could be, it's okay. La Me'ara is tzedikalin. Inekanami, really be'kiyor is also no good. So I have to tell me Me'ara. Shelo tomar kol gufo tobel bahem. If a person can dip his whole body in Me'ara, it's a mikveh. Certainly it should be able to be kasher for yadav raglav. Which means, make you can't have your body in. Therefore, no question. You can't have your body in. I would have thought that if you can have your body in, it should be kishira for tevilat, yadayim v'raglav to kiddush. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is coming to say. Me'ara is, but kiyor for sure is no good. The Habba means that me'ara is better. The water you cannot dip in. The water of the kiyor is ma'im shuvin. It's not kishira for mikveh at all. So therefore, tevilat yadayim v'raglayim is not going to work. Which is where tevilah works, I would have, when tevilat kol gufo works, I would have thought that maybe tevilat yadayim v'raglayim works as well, like me'ara. That's what I said, tell me it doesn't. Mashikin the kiyor, which ma'im shi'uvin, for sure tevilat doesn't work in it. So I don't have a meaning to think that tevilat yadayim v'raglayim works. So you have no ra'ya from me'ara. Or the Gemara wanted to make a diyu. Me'ara pesulin. Ah, but if I use the kiyor like me'ara, meaning I dip my hands and it should be kashir. You might say, no. Me'ara doesn't have a meaning to think it's better. Because me'ara, I can dip my whole body in. So if I can dip my whole body, I thought maybe I can dip my hands in. Make kiyor, where you can have to be whole body in because it's a shuvin. So there's no have a meaning to think I can stick my hands in. So you have no diyuk. Amar Rabbi Chaya Bar Yosef. Mekiyor nifsalin lematirim kematirim leevarim keevarim. So what is it talking about over here? We have over here, remember we learned the sugya of lina, that the waters that are in the kiyor, they're left over, they can be subject to lina. So mekiyor nifsalin lematirim. What is lematirim? Kematirim le'evarim. Kematirim le'evarim le'evarim. Let's see that. Where's your friend? It's a riddle. Mekiyor. You see that she Mekiyor right in the middle, about a couple of across from the Torah Ora Shalem. You see the Torah Ora on the side of the daf? So of course you see Mekiyor. לפני זמן עבודה שקידוש צריך לה הרבה זמן ממאב להיפסל אם עבודת מתיר הוא כגון עבודת דם או כמצים שנפסלים בבא הלילה עליהם כדרים באיזו מקומן. Okay, there's certain עבודות like עבודת דם which is going to be pasul once the night comes. Like we say in Ezo Mekoman later on in this Masechet, Minayin ledam shenefsal b'shkiyat ha'ama. How do you know the blood of the Korban becomes pasul for Zidika and Shkiyat ha'ama? I'm going to bring a proof. Mekiyon nefsalim b'shkiyat ha'ama. Oh, so too. Just like parts of the Korban become pasul, the Kiyor has the same law that once Shkiyat comes, the water that was in the Kiyor is now pasul mishum lina. Unless they put it back in the bor, so it's connected to the Maim Chayim. So you will not be able to use that water for the next day. Afilu shikro kodem amud ha-shachar ha-oseh lina. So even if you put it before amud ha-shachar, it's too late. You have to put it in the ground before shkiyat ha-chama. Ha-oseh lina bechol makom eno mo'ilo. According to its avodah, that's its significance. Let's say they put it in the ground before shkia, and they took it back up at night. Once the laila saw the kiyot even 1 hour outside of the board, so it's nifsenu lemav la'avodat hayom, which means it's got to be in the ground from shkia until the morning. Just like the korbanot, we say that once shkia comes, it's pasul. So to kiyor has the same deen. Now, if you put it even 1 minute after shkia, finish subject to lina. Or if you put it in shkia and you took before shkia and you took it early in the morning before alot hashar, also lina. Also dina, it's got to stay from shkia until alot hashah. I know there's no problem of dina. So again, Amar v'chayah bar Yosef, make your nifsalin, make your becomes pasul lematirin kematirin le'evarim ke'evarim. Now what does that mean, Nashi? Le'evarim ke'evarim lekadesh mehem na'avodat hekter halabim. Which means, on the night, you do hekter halabim. They put the fats on the mizbeach. Nifsalim ba'amud ha-shachar. Which is, when is the water going to become pasul? It's going to become pasul at amud ha-shachar. Kemo she'evarim nifsalim b'linat amud ha-shachar.
You can't keep bringing them.
When can I stop? When do I have to stop bringing the evarim on the mizbeach? At amud ha-shachar. Ad boker. Aval kol ha-layla kishirim lekadesh mehem la'avodat layla. Means for avodat layla, not pasul. As long as I can do avodat layla, I can take the water from the kiyor at night, and it's not going to have a psul of lina. Im shikro kodem amud ha-shachar me'at, which means, and if I put it in the ground, kodem amud ha-shachar me'at, kishirim me'mab l'kiddush avodat hayom. Af למתירים כאיברים כשם שאין איברים נפסלים אלא בעמוד השחר אף כל לינות אין פוסלות בשום קדושה אלא בעמוד השחר. So like the mekiyor follows the avodah that corresponds. Let's read inside again. Amar v'chaya bar Yosef mekiyor nefsalim למתירים כמתירים. He says, מתירים הם אותם חלקי קורבן שהקרבתם על גבי הזו מתירים מהם את שאר הקורבן להיות נאכל. What are these מתירים? For example, on a קורבן בהמה זה מתיר זריקת הדם על המזבח. ברד זריקת הדם, you can't eat the קורבן. Or let's say it's a מנחה, it's the קומץ. זמן זריקת הדם is when in the day. You cannot do זריקה 1 minute after sunset, and the comments can only be done in the day. Bar Yosef Kresh is man kashrutam shel mekiyor. The kiyor follows the avodah. Kafuf is man kashrut otam al karkobam shemahem yeh kohen ose et avodah. Kach shekohen omed lasot avodah im adam. That's it. The kohen wants to do avodah with the dam. Or he wants to do avodah with the komets. Sarik lekadesh imayim shelon nifslu b'shkiyat tachama. Since it cannot be done in the day, he cannot use water that became pasul after shkiyat tachama. Kolomar hakiyor had to be already in the ground before shkiyat tachama in order to do this avodah. Kiyor yasik liot shakua bebor biyom shlefneken, meaning the day before. Bekodim shkiyat tachama ad lachar alot hashachar, which means these avodot are only done during the day. So therefore, for these avodot to be kasher, the kiyor had to be in the ground the night before, from shkiyah until alot hashachar. So there was no lina on this kiyor. Now at alot hashachar, you can take the waters of this kiyor and use it for kedusha glayf avodot that are done during the day. That's called avodot hamatirim. It's matir the korban to be eaten. It's matir the korban to be eaten by the mizbeach and the kohen is only after siddikah hadam. And then the next law is le'evarim ke'evarim. That's the stuff that's done at night. So therefore, he comes along and says, "Evrei kol korban mutarim lekarev gavazbeam meshkal laila," and it becomes pasul. The opposite becomes pasul ba'alot hashachar of the next day. Like it says, "Anu kedam mizbeach kol elad the boker." Behaya bar Yosef kovei shemeki onivsim amud hashachar. Avud kiddushura k'tayi varim. Kohen amel akter varim. The guy wants to bring akter varim. Sarik lekadesh imaim shelo nifselu ba'amud hashachar shpilat oto yom. Kelomar, kiyor yasik liot shakua bebor berega alot hashachar. Kedesh yichshelu memav letzorech hakohen shiyaktir evarim oto ayom o balayla shelacharav. So according to that opinion, the kiyor had to be shakua bebor berega alot hashachar. It had to be in the ground at the rega of alot hashachar. Why?
Took it out again.
Same kiyor. We're discussing about the same key, one key. We're discussing the kashrut of mekiyor for certain avodot, when it has to be
in the ground
or not. So legabe avodot that are done in the day, so therefore it has to be before shkiyah in the ground until alot hashachar, and now you can use that water. There was no lina in that water because those avodot are not done at night, so it has to be in the ground at night, and therefore kematirim. Kematirim is done in the day, so therefore you have lina the whole night. Mashenken ke evarim. Evarim is done the opposite. Evarim is done from shkiyah all the way until the morning. So therefore, the kiyor according to him, hayasik liot shakua bebor berega alot hashachar, kedei shechshelu memav dasuru kan shechtiri berev oto ayom o balayla shacharav. It had to be in the ground at alot hashachar in order to allow it to be used for that day or the following night. Yotze efo sheim haya kiyor mechutz labor lizman ma b'meshek halayla. Let's say the kiyor was out of the ground at any part of the night. And memav reuim lekidush letzorek kohen amed akrim achat dam or komets. That's right. The next day, you cannot use this water for the dam or komets. Aval kishirim im lekidush letzorek kohen amed akrim boteverim korban. But for that night, you can use it. Aval im lo haya kiyor shakua bebor b'amud hashachar. But if the kiyor was not in the ground, aramud hashachar nifstuma v'filu letzorek echtarat evarim. Why? Because when is Akhtarat Evarim? Until Amud Ashahar. So long as the Kiyor was in the ground at Amud Ashahar, it becomes Kasher for the stuff that can be done until Alot Ashahar. But the stuff that can be done during the day, meaning from Alot Ashahar until Shkiyah, so the water has to be in the ground from Shkiyah until Alot Ashahar. Which is the kashrut of the kiyor follows the item that you're using it for. Let's review again. If it's being done for zidikat adam, which is matir, and what's the time of zidikat adam from alot hashachar until shkiyah? So therefore, the water had to be good from Shkia until Alot Hashan, any time that the water was outside of the ground, at any time of the Slina, and it was not going to be good for that service. I'm going the opposite. For the Avodah of Evarim is from Shkia until Alot. So therefore, so long as the Kiyot was in the ground, any time after Alot, from after Alot Hashachar, so there will be kasher for the avodah that's done for that whole night. It follows the avodah that that's what Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Hayabar Yosef said. Let's continue. So again, I'm reading a statement again about Tai. Amar Rabbi Hayabar Yosef, Mekiyo Nifsalim, the Matirim, Kematirim. Matirim means like Zirikat Adam.
You can't do Zirikat after Shkia.
That's right. And therefore, if this was outside the ground at Shkia time, it's going to be Pasul. Now, the Evarim, Kevarim. And therefore, just like Evarim become Pasul at Alot Hashachar, so if the water was not in the ground at the Alot Hashachar, you cannot use it for this Kiddush Adam Raglayim. It follows the same pattern. That's the first Shita. After matirim and mifsalim, ela b'amud hashachar kevarim. So he's mekel. Is even for matirim, the mekiyot is not going to be pasul, ela b'amud hashachar. Just like the door of kevarim, they're not pasul, ela b'amud hashachar. So to obvious, the main thing is that the kiyot was in the ground. At Alot Hashachar, exactly. So he's mekel. But Rabbi Yohanan amar kiyor, kivan shekor. Once already they put the kiyor before Shkiat Tahama, shuv en ma'alehu until they have to Alot Hashachar. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Yeah, you have to keep the whole night. You cannot take it out from Shkia until Alot Hashachar. Sounds like for any avodah. So the Gemara says, lememra de la avodat laila nami lo hazi. What do you mean? The kavara for avodat laila? What's the problem? Avodat laila is kasher at that time. The kavara of the kiyor should be okay. Ve'amar v'aseh amar b'yoharim shemid ilfa kiyor shelo shikom b'ayedev. A kiyor, we clearly learned that if you don't put it in the ground, mekadesh ulavodat laila. You can use ulavodat laila. Ulmahar eno mekadesh. So the kavara, why according to Rabbi Yohanan, you're telling me that once you put it in the ground, you have to leave it to the morning? Kavara, why? For the night stuff, it should be kasher even if you didn't put it. But it says my eno maaleh. What do you mean when he said eno maalehu? Nami the kamar la avodat yom. He meant if you want to use it for avodat yom, it's got to be in the ground the whole night. Aval avodat laila, no problem. I agree with you. Avodat laila, you can take it out of the ground. Yachi, haynu debi chayabar Yosef. So that's really the first opinion. Rabbi Yohanan is basically saying avodat laila, it's got avodat yom, it's got to be the whole night. And avodat yom, avodat yom is going to be the whole night. And avodat laila, it's got to be there in Alot Hashachar. So it's the same shita. Torah says, no, ikabinayu gezerat shikua. The nafkamina is going to be the gezerah of shikua, which means the Yohanan said what? That shuv enu ma'aleu. Once you put it in the ground at night, at shkia, shuv enu ma'aleu. Oh yes, what do you mean shuv enu ma'aleu? Chavra fa'avodat laila, it should be okay. So we said that no, you have to keep it in the ground at night because avodat yom is going to be pasul. So the ena kavro shaman yifsum miyab b'glad shayu chos lebor ba'laila. Which means in the Quran, it's not going to be pasul because you can use it for avodat laila. He holds really that even for avodat yom is not going to be pasul until Alot Hashachar. Which means you can take it in and out so long as it was in there. By Shkia, you're okay. So then he's more mekel. In principle, he holds. As long as you put it in the at night, for sure, have a problem. Night, okay. Even for avodat yom, it's going to be okay. Afilad yom adal tashachar.
A minute before Alot, it sounds like you have to put it in.
Right, so long as it was there before Alot, a second, you're okay. But he doesn't let you take it out. Not because of the deen, because of the gezerah. Shema yivshav yishkal lazushko kodem alot. Maybe you'll forget to put it in before Alot HaShahar. And that's his opinion. But I just thought, my milina berik Alot HaShahar. And then what's going to happen? Alot HaShahar is going to become pasul. Which means, kach Rabbi Yohanan v'Rabbi Yosef, shenem askim shen alot et kiyor min abo meshka layla. Everybody agrees you have to keep it in the night, the whole night. The first sheet says you have to keep it in the night mitzad adin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to keep it in the thing the whole night. It's mishum gezerat shikua. The result is the same, but the reason is different. According to Rabbi Chaya, what's the reason why you have to keep it in the night the whole night? Because if you don't keep it in the whole night, it's going to be pasuf avodat hayom. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to keep it in the night? You don't have to keep it in the night for avodat hayom. As long as it's there even for a minute in the night, you're okay. So why does he say you have to keep it the whole night? Gezerat that you might forget to leave it there before Alot HaShahar. So one rabbi holds this asur mishum gezerah, one holds this asur mishum adin. Rabbi Chaya holds this asur adin. Matam?
So the kiyor is downstairs all night.
According to both opinions. But according to the...
If the Kohen gets tame when he's bringing the Ebarim, he can...
Ebarim have no problem.
He can be...
Ebarim is at night.
Ebarim at night... Can he take it out and use it? So, yeah. The second opinion, he can take it out and...
But you're going to ruin it for the morning. You're going to ruin it for the morning. You ruin it for the morning. According to both opinions, you have to leave it in the ground until the morning. Not the second opinion. According to the first opinion, the third opinion. You have to, according to Rabbi Chaya and Rabbi Yohanan, you have to leave it in the ground. Second opinion was Mekil. But according to the first or third opinion, we're just giving you enough, giving out what's the reason. The first reason is going to say you have to leave it in the ground, mitzad adin. Second is no, mitzad adin, as long as it was there part of the night, you can use it for the morning. So therefore leave it part of the night. I'm worried that you might not even put it part of the night. You might forget to put it in the ground. Therefore, when once you put it in shkia, leave it the whole night. We don't want the guy to.
Because I had an opinion, if you put it in after shkia, it would still be good because it was there for Alot HaShachar. Or no, we're not going to be the
avad. B'di'avad? I know b'di'avad. But the Chetayla is telling you.
Everyone holds.
Everybody holds. You have to keep it from shkia until this. We're not going to let him say, put it to 2 o'clock in the morning. You might forget. And if he forgets, and he doesn't put it before Alot HaShachar, you have a problem. Ha'evdel b'nemu im yesh gezerah b'drabanan niyan shikua kiyo b'meshik ha'layla. Dar b'chaya bar Yosef, ha'siba shelo lot kiyor min ha'bem sa ha'layla. Even if you put it back before Alot HaShahar, hu rak kedi shlun lefsulet memav lesur kabudat ha'matirim. The reason why you got to leave it in the ground is because you don't want it to become pasul for the avodat ha'matirim. That's his question. Ve'ilu ledat Rabbi Yohanan lo yifsulu amayim. The water will not be pasul. Ela kayem gezerah shekadosh baruch hu shelo la'alotu kefi sheyesh ba'eh. Baruch Adonai.